Run DNA has an extensive range of running and walking footwear. They're trusted by podiatrists and physiotherapists. The Run DNA fitter's advice is second to none. Pop into Run DNA, 20 Manton Street, Hindmarsh, or 391 Fullerton Road, Fullerton. They're open 7 days, plenty of off-street parking. If you walk or run, you need to Run DNA.
Welcome to Hooked on Sport. This is South Australia's weekly sports wrap, where we uncover the stories, personalities and moments that define sport across South Australia. It's time for Hooked on Sport with two-time Bradman medalist Ben Hook and state golf representative Sophie Hilditch.
Hello, everyone. Thanks for your company on this very special edition of Hooked on Sport. Ben Hook and Sophie Hilditch with you. We are taking the time to have a conversation with one of the state's most exciting young athletes and her coach as well. We are talking about Reagan Denton, who has just been selected in the Australian team to take on the world at the Espirito Santo Trophy, which will be played in Singapore in October. Reagan has been good enough to join us along with her coach, Adrian Wickstein. Reagan, Adrian, welcome to Hooked on Sport.
Thank you.
Thanks, Hooky. Thanks, Soph.
Reagan, congratulations. You must be so excited. I know you've represented Australia before at the junior level, but for the first time at open amateur level, you must be so excited.
Yeah, I'm really excited. This is a goal that I've had probably coming into this year and, you know, sort of thinking about it mid last year. So it's really great to see this hard work pay off and on such a big scale as well.
How did you find out the news? Because I imagine when you get the phone call or the email and you're told that you're going to be representing Australia, that would be quite the thrill.
100%. Well, I was nudging Wiki a little bit to see when I would find out about it. And I was actually, I was in class when I got the message from Adrian to tell me to check my email. And I'm in class trying to kind of contain my excitement because the teacher's going through what she needs to. And I just found out that I'm going to be, you know, representing Australia at an open age national level, and obviously that's very exciting. And it was probably a bit of a strange environment to find out, but it was still very exciting nonetheless.
Rags, I'm so excited for you. You're a teammate of mine, though you play a fair bit up the order in comparison to me and our pennant team. But I actually remember playing with you in one of your first Vardens in SA, and I cannot believe where you are today in comparison to back then. I mean, probably only like 5 years ago, but what do you think your biggest improvement in your game has been?
I think it's a little bit hard to pinpoint it down to one thing, you know, because obviously I'm always trying to improve every part of my game. But I think it's most likely putting, just, you know, increasing my range in which I hole more putts, which I think is where you would say most of my low rounds come from is just good putting. You know, like everyone can you know, hit greens and hit fairways, and it's just the smaller things that usually matter. So I'd probably say putting for sure.
Everyone can hit greens and hit fairways. Allow me to retort, Reagan. I've had a history of missing both of those. I do want to ask you, though, you've been a teammate of Sophie's. You've played with her in Vardens. Mm-hmm. What's her game like? Where could she improve a little bit? Is it around the greens or off the tee?
I think Sophie is very good around the greens. I've always thought she's had a great short game, for sure.
That's a diplomatic response, Hooky. She's always out driving by about 40 metres, so it's all I can do is anything on the greens.
Adrian, just perhaps give us a bit of an indication of where Reagan's game is at and what has been the catalyst for this incredible rise from a star junior, and not every junior makes it to the elite amateur level, but what has she been doing so well in the last 12 months that's earned her this opportunity?
Oh, I think the approach, the application to improvement has been really good on Reagan's behalf, willing to take on feedback, which as you get to the higher level, you're going to have hard conversations and hear things that might be a bit confronting, but at the end of the day, it's how the athlete takes it on board, and Reagan's a sponge with that thing. Sometimes I might get the eye roll or something, but that's okay. I've come to expect that now, and we have a really good working relationship where we can have those conversations, but then can also have a laugh and that. And just to add to that, I think her ball striking, I think she's underplayed that a fair bit. The distance that she's gained in the last probably 6 months especially, applying herself in the gym a lot more than what 12 months was, and spending time with the physio and things like that that help a well-rounded athlete sort of start to thrive. And still, as we discuss pretty much every time, still so long to go and so much further through this journey before the big things really start to happen.
I saw recently you traveled over with her into the US and you actually caddied for her, and I saw the talk where you got mic'd up on the US amateur thing. What's the importance of a caddy? And I know it must be a hard balance between being a coach and being a caddy at the same time.
Yeah, it is. Maybe Reagan can differ here, but I pretty much go into full caddy mode. I don't sit there and go, your ball position was too far back or too far forward. And even if the questions get asked, I'll just move on. I've had plenty of experience now caddying for the few Jacks that I coach, and that at the higher level, caddying in Q schools, caddying in New Zealand Opens and things like that, that I get the experience of dealing with the athletes and hearing what they want to hear and sort of make sure that I'm just giving the information that's required.
Well, Reagan, there's the obvious question. What makes Adrian a good caddy? But what are the areas that you like to see him just tidy up his work on a bit?
I mean, there's a lot of, like, I've always enjoyed having Adrian as a caddy. I think it's, honestly, he might know my game better than I do. okay, definitely. He definitely knows my game better than I do. And so I just think it's really good having someone on the bag that I can fully trust in their opinions. As much as often we would have the same thoughts in like the shot type or club choice, there was an occasional conflict in that, and often I was like able to trust in Adrian's opinion enough to where I could send over the ball comfortable in what he has suggested, which I think is like the most important thing, because the last thing you want to be doing is standing over the ball not feeling confident in the club that you have in hand. It's, for me, not having a lot of experience with like professional caddies, it'd be pretty hard to pick apart anything that I would like improved on, to be honest. I think he does a great job, and it's always a pleasure having him on the bag.
Sounds like you might be on the bag again, Wiki. You haven't got the sack just quite yet.
What a sucker.
Definitely. And how was that?
You need to wait. Sorry, Soph. You need to wait until she turns professional, mate, where you can start getting a few 15% checks.
That's all for the love of the game.
And how was that American Canada trip for you, Reagan? Was it a great experience?
100%. It was a lot of fun, and obviously a lot learnt for sure. It might have not been my best performance that I would have hoped for, but when I'm, traveling for 4 weeks straight, playing in events I've never played in before, no matter how I played, the experience was going to be invaluable. So like, it was just, it was an amazing experience getting to stay with the other girls and, meet all these new people and new courses. It was just amazing.
Reagan, you've had some experience with this before. I note that you came third a little bit earlier this year in Hong Kong for the APGC event, APGC, Asia Pacific Golf Confederation. So I guess investing yourself or involving yourself in a very, very diverse range of cultures, of diverse range of golf styles, is something you've probably experienced before.
Yeah. 100%. I've always enjoyed traveling internationally, just getting to see how different courses are and how different people play them. The biggest difference that I found for playing in an event in Hong Kong in comparison to this trip that I've just done is just the time length, really. It's just very draining energy wise to be like on the go for a month straight and then also trying to keep up with schoolwork at the same time.
Where are you going to school at the moment? You've finished high school? Are you at uni now?
No, so I'm finishing year 12 this year. I'm at Henley High School, and then I'm starting college at LSU August next year.
Sophie wants to ask you all about college.
Yeah, super excited to hear about this college experience. So can you take us through that decision? I know you had quite a few offers and you've ended up going with LSU.
Yeah, 100%. So I visited four schools, and LSU originally was not on that list, surprisingly. I was planning on visiting a different school, but unfortunately, due to some scheduling issues, they had to pull out of that visit. And so in turn, I was like, might as well just go see LSU, see if I like it. And obviously I loved it so much. But coming back from those visits, I obviously had a very tough decision to make. And at that level, you know, all the colleges have like all the greatest facilities and players and everything. So it was really just the little things that came down to it. You know, like at first, like I didn't, LSU was the first place I visited, and I was just absolutely in awe. I was like, how can it get better than this? And I was definitely a bit conflicted between LSU and another school coming back. Like, I was kind of going back and forth for a couple of weeks, but ultimately, you know, LSU just seemed like the right fit of where I'm going to fit in with the team really well. I really loved the coaches, the facilities, all that. But ultimately, I think it's definitely where I'm going to be able to better my game the most.
And so what led you down to the decision of wanting to go and play college golf, you know, rather than keeping up with the amateur ranks and maybe potentially going professional a bit earlier?
It's kind of been in mind for a very long time, especially since my older brother, who's 4 years older than me, went through a very similar process. He was looking to go into college. He ended up staying home. But that was kind of in mind for a really long time, and seeing other people go through it also. I think it's just a really great experience, and it's also becoming a lot more popular amongst Australian golfers in terms of a career choice. So I'm really looking forward to having that experience, and I think I'm going to be able to learn a lot during that time. And also, in case for whatever reason golf is unable to be my profession, I'm still able to get a degree and be able to do something from there.
What degree are you doing whilst you're over there? Have you made that decision yet?
I haven't. I'm thinking of majoring in something along the lines of sports management, and then I might minor in maybe psych or sports psych. It's something that I really enjoy. But I'm lucky. The good thing about the college system is I won't have to actually pick my major until either my sophomore or junior year. So my first year or two is just going to be pretty generic classes. I can take anything I want, which is still all going to go towards my degree, which is really good. So I don't have to make up my mind just yet, which I'm really looking forward to just seeing what I actually find interesting.
Adrian, just from a coaching perspective, what's the take on youngsters, male and female, going into the US college system? Sophie did make the point, and we've seen a lot of Australians who've stayed in the Australian system and turned pro, and a lot of our Australian women have been very, very successful from a young age at the moment. What's the balance between taking on more study and getting the basis of that degree through the very, very challenging US college system?
Yeah, the college system obviously offers the academic side of things and gives the opportunity to complete education whilst applying your trade on the golf course as well. It probably has been a little bit of a shift in recent years with some more of the higher ranked athletes going off from the Australian sort of to the college system. Obviously we're looking at ways that we can support those athletes whilst they're overseas in America. Because as you mentioned, Hooky, like there's been a lot of success with the Grace Kims and Steph Kyriakous and Hannah Greens and Min Jis and that in recent years in the female game. Gabby Ruffles is one that's gone through the college system that's come out and it's playing really well at the moment. She probably has a bit of an American base living there with her parents. So it's a little bit of a uncharted territory at the moment, but not really. We know so many of the coaches over there, Golf Australia, I'm talking here. There's a lot of connection between the two. So we really understand what they offer, how we can then support the athletes from there. So it's the best of both worlds for everybody.
Greg, Wiki just mentioned Min Jis Lee and Hannah and Grace Kim. Are they some of your idols out there in the game at the moment?
100%. To see someone like Grace Kim so young be able to win a major, that's awesome. And as a fellow Australian, that's really cool knowing that, she's had a very similar support system that I have right now, which is, like helps me put faith in what I'm doing is working and is going to, put me on the right path to do something hopefully similar to what she's done.
Reagan, you have to understand, Sophie was fishing for a personal compliment there. She was hoping you to say that she's one of the people that you look up to. I'm interested. I just want to reflect back on what Wiki was talking about. You said that your game is really driven by how well you putt, and I think, spuds like me, terrible weekend warrior golfers like me, have that mentality. But Wiki's talking about how much time and effort you've invested in getting longer off the tee, longer with your irons. How big a challenge has that been, and how much have you seen your game develop as a result?
As a challenge, I guess the hardest part is just, committing to the early mornings in the gym. It's, some mornings you might just like you would much rather stay in bed, but once you get there and you get into it, then you know that like it was worth it. But in terms of actually gaining that distance, it was a bit of a just trust the process sort of situation. I wasn't too concerned. I just knew that if I continued to put the work in the gym, then results would pay off, which is really exciting. And then seeing that longer distance is really great. As long as I can kind of contain that accuracy, it's really amazing, being able to have shorter clubs into tee and everything and into green. It's really awesome, yeah.
Yeah, and I think as well, just to double down on that, there's been a bit of an equipment change over the years as well from what Reagan was using, but also big technical development in the way she uses her body and that in the gym, and some sessions with Ryan Lumsden, our biomechanist, showed up some things last year and sort of helps us with a bit of a plan going forwards to ensure not only the longevity of her game and her swing with her body, obviously being quite tall and yet to build the full body, the full frame yet. Obviously, there's been some really good development, so I don't think she should talk herself down there. There's been a lot of focus around that, and she's put in plenty of hard work there with lots of ups and downs.
For elite amateurs and those hoping to make the professional game one day, Wiki, to what extent is that a non-negotiable? Just developing club head speed, power, smash factor, I think is one of the terms that golf people might be familiar with, but just being able to get a wedge in your hands when you might 2 years ago have had an 8 iron.
Yeah, and most definitely. It's not the be-all and end-all. There's plenty of players out there that are successfully doing a good job of being under average, I guess, in club head speed. But at the end of the day, if it's in the system there and you can do it, then you need to bring it out. Otherwise, you're just disadvantaging yourself against the rest of the field. And there's going to be somebody else out there that can do it or have the wedge in. And unless I always like the idea of being really, really, really good at three out of four things. You can have one thing that you may not be quite as good at. You obviously need to improve that, but you can't be deficient in too many areas, otherwise people just go past you.
What are those for?
Well, effectively, sort of your driving or your driving distance, your approach play with your irons, your short game or your putting. But just keeping it simple, but like you can kind of get away if you're an average to good chipper or average to good putter. But if you're deficient in a couple of those areas, then you're not going to make it at that highest level.
I know we've spoken heaps about the technical side of things, obviously driving, distance, and putting, but what about the mental side of things? Have you done a lot of coaching in that area as well?
I'll let Reagan answer that one.
So it's definitely something that I've started looking to in recent months. It's in the past, it's something that I didn't prioritize, which after this US trip, I've definitely kind of learned how big of an effect it actually can have on your game, which has kind of opened up my eyes to the whole situation. And, as much as you hear all coaches and professionals say how important it is, I think it was hard for me to understand how crucial it actually is until I was able to experience that firsthand.
if I had someone on the first tee that I wanted to go out there and fight for me, then Reagan would definitely be in the conversation. She's a competitor. She's gritty. She'll do whatever she needs to do to win. And, yeah, she just needs to continue to learn the skills and harness that and make sure that that becomes a real attribute to her game, because, yeah, she'll go out there and do the best she possibly can every single time. You know you're getting 150% when Reagan gets out there. So just working through that in the future will be sort of making sure that the skills are there for the longevity, getting through 4 years of college, dealing with teammates, all those types of things that come with challenges, but then also being a professional, missing 5 cuts in a row because it'll probably happen at some point. How do you deal with those tough times, and then how do you deal with the good times?
Yeah, Wiki, unfortunately, I've been against her steely approach, and she's definitely mentally strong on the golf course, that's for sure. But Rags, when you mentioned that the mental side of things really came about when you went to the US, was that because you weren't performing as well as you wanted, or was it the fact that you're away from home?
I think it was, you know, just I was in certain circumstances where a strong mental was the difference between winning and losing, in a sense that was not associated with as much just frustration or whatever. It was more the just mentality going into, you know, the last few holes of that was really important, and it's something that I hadn't experienced before, mainly because I hadn't been in that position in many situations. So it was really interesting to see, and it was also really helpful having Wiki on the bag to be able to point those things out to me that I might have missed otherwise.
But that's a compliment to Reagan as well, because she is so competitive, and that's what makes her so good. So it's not a bad side. It's nothing that you're trying to remove. It's just, how do you deal with it more often?
Reagan, we've already referenced a couple of them. Minji Lee, of course, wins the USPGA this year. Grace Kim wins the Evian. You know these guys. You've seen them play. Do you, now that you're representing Australia, do you start to sort of dream, and, I don't know, you're on the practice green at Royal Adelaide and making the putt to win the AIG Women's Open in your mind?
100%. You know, winning a major is definitely like the, you know, I couldn't even imagine the feeling. And just, you know, striving for that is what, you know, keeps me going. You know, all as much as golf is, ups and downs are inevitable and they're always going to happen, and progress isn't linear, unfortunately. Through those low end, the higher moments, you know, those sort of goals and seeing how beneficial and just how exciting it can all be really pushes me to keep going and keep putting in the hard effort.
But you're counting yourself a bit short. I know you're looking forward to hopefully one day a major win, but you've had 5 wins in the last 12 months, some of those junior and some of those open amateur events. Do you have a favourite victory?
It's a little bit hard to separate them all because they were all just so different. Some I was coming from behind, others was in front, one was a playoff. So each of them definitely hold a special memory in completely different ways. So a little bit hard to answer that one, but if I had to put it down to one, I'd probably say the Jack Nguyen International Classic is a pretty good one. It was a very strong field that year, and it was my first time going into the double digits under par, and it was also just a really great fight back on the last day, but starting 3 behind. So to be able to come up on top is really awesome.
Good fun when it's a challenge having to decide which is the best of all of your multitude of wins that you're carrying around in both arms. Wiki, South Australia's had an incredible recent record in interstate series. We've got a couple of youngsters on the men's side as well that are making their way through the game. You referenced the fact that we haven't had people in Australian amateur teams probably going back 2-3 decades. Why have we got this little purple patch in South Australia at the moment?
Yeah, it's a good question. I always believe that competition grows the competition around you. So the better other people are performing, it does create that internal drive to be successful, and it can assist, you know, people trying to get better. once you get to that high level, no one likes losing. So if they're losing, they'll do something to make sure that they're not losing, and then they'll try and improve everything they do. And I do think that there's a great culture at the moment in SA with the elite players. There's a good bit of banter, but so much support. So they're there to help each other. They're there to sort of strive and get better. And I think that's a big part of that. There's a good service team around the athletes at the moment as well. I believe a good service team will always bring those athletes through and assist them. And I think that may be an area. It's always hard to put a finger on something that's not measurable exactly like that.
Reagan, we're so tremendously excited for this first of what we expect to be many opportunities that you'll be representing Australia before. Who knows, maybe one day as a professional golfer going on to an Olympic Games or something like that. Let's dream big. We wish you all the very best for what's coming up. We're going to miss you when you're away, of course, in the United States with your college golfing career. But to you and to you, Adrian, as well, thank you so much for your time on Hooked on Sport. And we look forward to watching with interest how you progress from here.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks, guys.
Reagan Denton and Adrian Wickstein, our guests.
That's a wrap on another episode of Hooked on Sport. A quick reminder to follow us and leave a review if you enjoy what you hear. Your support helps Hooked on Sport reach more sports-minded people just like you. We appreciate your support and look forward to your company next week on Hooked on Sport.
If you're enjoying this podcast, I'd encourage you to take a listen to Beyond the Club. It's a project I've been working on with Flinders University. Now, I co-host it with Professor Sam Elliott, and we break down all the latest research on how to maximise the experience of junior and club athletes. There's a range of resources, special guests, and cutting-edge info on how you can make your club a safer, happier place for your kids and their club mates. Beyond the Club, wherever you get your podcasts.